Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's little Anthony and the Imperials bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Bill Brandt's our guest, President of Development Specialists, Inc., President and CEO, and world traveler. He just got back from a 25-day trip around the world. Bill, thanks again for being here. Bill is also a politically connected individual. He's very close to the Democrat Party. And, Bill, I have to ask you about this, because this is all up in our face now. This whole left movement of your party, the socialists, and not just the socialists, but somebody comes out with a new socialist idea, and people who we didn't think were socialists are backing them up. Haven't we? I mean, you've traveled around the world. You know as well as anybody, socialism doesn't work. It fails. It's failed wherever it's been tried. Why are we still debating this? Why are we still talking about socialism?
Well, I don't know that it's failed wherever it's tried. Let me.
Name a place where it's succeeded.
Germany. Germany has been run for years by a party called the Democratic Socialists, and they're more democratic.
But that's more liberalism than socialism.
Well, you know me to be a strong centrist.
Yes.
Bill Clinton sort of centrist. Some of the ideas are loopy. There is no doubt about it. But I listen to Jim Jordan and the Tea Party folks, the Freedom Caucus, and some of their ideas are loopy too.
Yeah.
And so the problem we have is that the parties right now, searching for some pizzazz on each side, are reaching out to their extremes and throwing red meat to their bases. And some of it is, as you and
well,
I
both know, that's politics these days,
foolish.
Isn't it?
It's just flat foolish.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's a lot of people I knew growing up, hardcore Republicans, who were convinced that Franklin Delano Roosevelt's administration was nothing but hardcore socialism, with a lot of the social engineering, for lack of a way of saying it, that he tried to get us out of the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that stuff. The word socialism or socialist is thrown around pretty frequently.
But now, Bill, these people are calling themselves socialists. This is not a liberal where I would call a liberal a socialist. These people are calling them. And here's the thing I think is important, and I try to tell young people this. This is not another flavor of liberalism. Liberals want to improve our current capitalist system and make it better for everybody. Liberals, that's what they want. Because socialists want to do away with capitalism and install socialism.
Well,
am I wrong?
I don't know that you're wrong, and I don't know that you're right. I think there's a fair amount of hyperbole on both sides, and I see we are bogged down in issues of white supremacy and the Me Too movement, and I look at all of this, and I don't see a lot of progress. I see a lot of
winning
on both sides.
I agree.
But I think that there are some some good things that are coming out of all of this. I mean, society is being we're a little more aware of the male issues, if you will, in the Me Too movement.
But we don't have to have socialism to do that.
No, but I'm not suggesting. I think there's a general sort of retrospective and introspective movement on both sides. Some we can abide and some we can't. But I'm never afraid of ideas, Jim. I think that both sides are throwing out a lot of ideas. And when you're in a kind of an era when everybody's throwing out new ideas, there is no doubt that a fair amount of them will be loopy.
Bill, you know I'm not afraid of ideas either, but you and I both know that if 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4, if you can't make 2 + 2, if you try to add 2 and 2 together and tell me that makes 5, then that just doesn't work. If the math just doesn't work.
I'm not suggesting the math does or doesn't work. I'm just suggesting that the country as a whole, I have great faith in this democracy. I'm a member of the Electoral College, as you know, in the last go around.
Yeah.
I have a tendency to find out that, or to see that the country always gets right down the middle pretty much, or slightly right of center sometimes,
yeah,
rather left of center. We get back to the norm. We hear out a lot of loopy ideas. We've been through a McCarthy era on the right. We've been through the 60s. we tend to get back to where we tend to be and want to be when all the ideas kind of get distilled. Well, that'll happen here too.
The only reason why I don't agree with you by comparing Tea Party to Ocasio-Cortez and Sanders is because the Tea Party doesn't want to take away someone's rights, and that socialism takes away individuality and individual responsibility. It wants the government to be making decisions for you, and the Tea Party doesn't do that. I'm not a Tea Party fan. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't think that's a fair comparison. Bill,
I think it's absolutely fair. I think there are things the Tea Party does with respect to global warming and others where there's an ostrich sticking their head in the sand. I'm not throwing blame, but I think both sides have a fair share of loopy people, and neither side is justified.
Are we ever going to have politics where it's not like a football game where I have to win?
No,
it's not. Are we ever going to have that?
No. Aaron Burr got shot, as you know, from the musical.
But in the meantime, we've had periods where both parties came to Washington and said, "Let's solve problems for America, and let's do it more my way." But we all agreed on the problem. We can't even agree on the problem now.
Sadly, as you and I both know, those periods happened often in eras of great international distress or wars.
Yeah.
Generally, when both parties are fighting like this, it means that there is no imminent threat to our country, which is we're having the
That's
luxury of debate because we aren't focused on an external threat.
That is an excellent point. I think we miss that sometimes, folks. And now we've lurched uncontrollably to the reason why we invite Bill Brandt back on the show to give us that kind of clarity.
I'm a great believer that things have never been as good in the world as they are now.
That's what I wanted to hear. That's the report I wanted to hear. Hold on to that thought. Right back with more wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. More wisdom and illumination from our good friend Bill Brandt after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.